Well, yes, indeed, Hoodats. Welcome into the Locker Room Show. The end of the preseason. The Saints going down 30-27 to the Tennessee Titans in the Caesars Superdome. Going back in the booth to check in with color analyst Deuce McAllister. And Deuce, interested your take. Obviously, the QB battle for QB number two was at the forefront in this game. A lot of folks buzzing about Spencer Rattler's performance, obviously. Overall, what'd you think about Rattler and Jay Kaner going back and forth today?
About what you've seen in practice. I mean, they've gone back and forth in practice. Both have made plays. You know, you had some situational football that they looked outstanding in running and doing. You know, you would just have hoped that right there at the end, Jake would have gotten a chance to really have the two-minute drive, but he couldn't execute down the stretch. But, you know, about what you've seen of those two young men throughout the training camp.
Looking at the running back room, I know you got to be pleased with that. Obviously, Jacob Cabote, Jordan Mims, James Robinson all had decent days today. And average yards per carry was up there. But overall, too, like I said, just a big positive performance from the run game. And I guess kudos to the offensive line as well.
Yeah, kudos to those guys. You had over 124 as far as rushing yards. And, you know, I think it's the little things that you want to be able to improve on. I thought the patience was really, really good, or at least better than what it's been on a lot of those runs. And you were able to get outside. You know, I think that they can even be better, not only from a run game standpoint, but getting involved a little bit more on chipping and not being in a hurry to be able to get out of the backfield, being able to help my offensive line a little bit more, and then identifying and understanding the blitz a little bit better as well. There was a couple late times where they were late getting to the blitz, but they eventually picked it up.
Looking at the defensive side of the ball, another guy that stood out in this game, Anfernee Orji, leading the team in tackles. I know roster cuts are coming soon for this squad. Tuesday, all teams will be making them. But Orji's definitely someone who's been standing out of late, and it seems like, I don't know if it's safe enough to, I wouldn't say put his name in pen, but at least in pencil right now.
It's definitely in pencil. I think that you can see the growth that he's had. You know, my only concern with Anthony is he's so aggressive and he gets caught sometimes on the run fake. If he can not get caught up a little bit on the run fake and have to recover so hard to those tight ends that he's normally covering, you know, it's the full package. But, I mean, you definitely see the growth from here, from him, from last year to this year, and some of the things that he's been able to do. And, you know, obviously he can tackle and, you know, be able to play all three linebacker positions for you. And, you know, I think he's made his case to say, hey, look, I deserve to be on this 53-man roster.
Looking at the ups and downs of some of the guys that played today, were there anybody that you thought really helped their case of making it really tough for the coaches to get rid of them and, you know, not make this squad?
No. I mean, I thought some guys played hard. I thought some guys went out there and did some good stuff as far as from an execution standpoint. But I don't know if you saw enough today from that game that changed any way that you felt coming into the game. You know, there's going to be some movement on how they want to stack and how they want to assemble that roster. But I don't know if anybody did enough today to say, hey, I want to be on that 53-man roster. I thought that they had some good showings, but I don't know if it was enough to say, hey, if you release me, another team is going to pick me up. You're not going to be able to put me back on the practice squad or put me on the practice squad.
Gotcha. One last thing for me, dudes. You're looking at the offensive line. I know Trevor Penning is a guy that's taken a lot of scrutiny from folks, and good reason as well. Obviously, it's a key position he's playing. Everybody's looking for him to step up. What were your thoughts this game overall from him? I know there was early on he even pancaked the guy, but at least he's shown some building blocks, to me at least, going into the regular season.
Yeah, it's just more consistency. I think that's right. The biggest thing. I mean, there's too many plays where he's either reaching or he's grabbing, or it's an inside twist or stun, and you know that makes it tougher. I can help and hide a player offensively with some of the things that I do, but you limit me so much. You know, when I have to worry completely, you got to still remember I have a rookie left tackle, and so I just can't hang him out to dry as well. And so you want Trevor to be a guy that I know I can depend on, not just on rundowns, but you know, on inside stunts, on moves like that, pass offs and speed. He's got to be able to hold his own.
Awesome stuff from you guys as always in the booth today, dudes. Enjoy the mini bye week and be talking to you soon as week one against the Panthers coming just around the corner after that mini bye.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Saints great Deuce McAllister there in the booth giving us his final thoughts on a 30-27 loss by the Saints in the preseason finale. Black and gold fall to 1-2 in the preseason play, but guess what? The good news is it does not matter right now. The real deal coming up soon enough. Like I mentioned, the mini bye week and not the this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after that, the Carolina Panthers will be in the Caesars Superdome taking on the New Orleans Saints, a noon kickoff right here on Saints Radio.